at www.fairways.uk.com.
Today's news for Kent.
The Invicta FM News Centre.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Mel Coles. Key talks between NATO and Yugoslav military officers seem close to collapse. After 10 hours, the Yugoslav delegation won't sign NATO's plans for troop withdrawal. The alliance has made it clear the plan is non-negotiable. NATO says the talks at this stage have not broken down. Spokesman Jamie Shea says the logistics of a Serb pullout are extremely complex and take time.
We want to get it right. We want to pin down all of the detail. We want to make it watertight, and if that takes 2 extra hours, it will save us many days of agony subsequently.
2 people, including a British pilot, have been killed in an airshow crash in Slovakia. 45-year-old Graham Wardell, who was based in Preston, died when a Hawk jet crashed on an airfield in Bratislava. He'd been taking part in a display. A woman on the ground was also killed. 3 men have been arrested following a murder in Lincolnshire. A 28-year-old man's died after a gang attack in an alleyway in Sleaford. It's thought the assault happened as friends waited for a taxi after a night out. The Union Jack will be back in the skies after British Airways decided to ditch its ethnic tailfin logo. Half its fleet's to undergo a paint job 2 years after the controversial design was introduced. Andre Agassi's created tennis history. He's beaten Andre Medvedev to win the French Open and become the first player to win all 4 Grand Slam tournaments on different surfaces. It was a hard-fought battle, though, as his Ukrainian opponent won the first 2 sets. The American can't believe he's done it.
I never dreamed I'd be back here after so many years. And I'm really proud right now.
Wales national football team has 2 new caretaker managers. Neville Southall and Mark Hughes have stepped into the fray for the time being following the resignation of Bobby Gould. There may not be life on Mars, but there'll soon be art. A selection of Damien Hirst's paintings are being exhibited there. They'll be sent upon a mission in 2003. Some critics would say it's the best place for them. Independent Radio News.
The Cricket World Cup Update. Update with Nat West.
Mike Atherton backs Alex Stewart to carry on as England skipper. The former captain's urged the selectors to stick with Stewie for the 4-match series against New Zealand later this summer, despite the poor showing in the World Cup. It's fast becoming a bowler's tournament with the white ball and the condition of the wickets. Alan Donald and Pakistan's Shoaib Akhtar hogging the headlines, but the Aussies, who are Glenn McGrath, destroyed India last week, taking the prize scalp of Sachin Tendulkar on the way, and he reckons he's in as good a one-day form as he's ever been.
I'd have to say definitely up there. I think my attitude towards one-day cricket's improved over the past 12 months, so hopefully continue. It'd be nice to take in the cup.
Whoever ends up on top in this World Cup, the next one in 4 years' time is in South Africa. Organisers of that one have this week visited Manchester United to get a few tips on merchandising.
The World Cup with NatWest Insurance, helping you protect your family, your home and your possessions.